Hey, Joel Malkin for WJNO.com. On the line with me, Hap Erstein from PalmBeachArtsPaper.com. This is crazy, man. We have at least three movies out this weekend, all in theaters, possibly a fourth. I feel like I'm in Bizarro World.
Well, it hasn't been usual, that's for sure.
I mean, what kind of a world do we live in where you actually have movies in theaters?
the world that we'd like it to be.
Yes, that is for sure. All right, what you got for us?
Well, part road trip story and part boxing film, a movie called Jungleland. It's a small, low-budget film with a trio of heavyweight performances that really pack a wallop. Now, at the center of things are a pair of brothers, bare-knuckles fighter Lion Kaminsky, he's played by Jack O'Connell, and his older, smarter brother Stan, his manager and corner man, that's Charlie Hunnam. Now, Lion is a brawler whose two-bit bouts victories are kind of what they live on. But when their luck turns really bad, their lives are threatened by the mob unless they travel cross-country to a boxing contest in San Francisco that's called Jungleland, and they have to transport a young woman named Sky to Reno, Nevada. Okay, so it's a whole road trip thing. With a boxing climax. Sky has a way of working her way between the brothers, causing a rift, and they run into some hard luck on the road when their truck breaks down. They have no money, and Lion has to box with a team of mechanics to pay for the repair. Now, amazingly, they make it to Reno, but when they realize that the man they're asked to deliver Sky to, a grizzly old John Cullum, he's up to no good, violence ensues. Still, the brothers do escape, and they arrive at the Jungleland tournament, a backroom event in Chinatown. The plot borrows from a lot of earlier pictures. You're going to see, didn't I notice that from this one? And that. But as I say, the performances are solid, as is the seamy direction by a guy named Max Winkler. Now, the results are very involving. Jungleland, by the way, is a number by Bruce Springsteen. So you figure it's leading up to that. It does lead up to a Springsteen song, but it's Dream Baby Dream instead. Very strange.
Okay,
I guess they couldn't use that one as the title. I don't
Springsteen
know.
Springsteen wouldn't let him use the song.
Well,
that was
but it'll take money for the other one, so who knows? Jungleland doesn't open very wide, but it does open in a few theaters locally, and it's worth seeking out.
So this would be the second movie that I'm aware of that is the title of a Springsteen song, right?
The other one being?
Blinded by the Light.
Oh, yes, of course.
He didn't have the big hit with it, but he wrote that song. Man for Man's Earth Band did it. But remember, that was a good movie, but obviously
it
different.
It was a good,
different
yeah.
type of movie, but definitely that was all about Springsteen's music and what it meant to a...
Lot of Springsteen music. This is just used that one number, so that's maybe all they could afford. But, yes, it's a Springsteen festival if you add these two movies together.
Interesting.
Now, kicking off the holiday movie season, I guess, is a surprisingly violent tale of a professional assassin hired by a bratty rich kid to kill Santa Claus. It's called Fat Man. And if you look underneath Kris Kringle's scruffy beard and mustache, you'll find Mel Gibson, of all people. He plays a Santa who's fallen on hard times. See, the present delivery business has gone fallow, so Santa is reluctantly forced to sign a contract with the military for delivery of weapons. Oh, Santa, that's bad enough. But wait a minute, wait for it. When spoiled brat Billy gets coal for Christmas, he enlists a hitman, played by Walton Goggins of TV's Justified, to off the big guy. Needless to say, Christmas is in serious jeopardy. Now, Fat Man will appeal to those with a sick sense of humor, which is to say, I enjoyed it a lot. It's hard to tell whether the movie will help rejuvenate Gibson's career, but you'll never think of Santa the same way again.
You know, it sounds like the idea of it is similar to the kind of movies that I, not the only kind of movies I enjoy, but I enjoy these type of movies where they just take this, first of all, I don't mind admitting it, I like sometimes violent movies when they're entertaining, and especially when they have a humorous tinge to them.
Edge to it.
They're never usually the kind of movies that you go, "Wow, that was the best movie I've ever seen," you know, or whatever. but they're good for a couple of hours of popcorn munching,
And if they have a level of humor as this movie does, I think it really helps it go down.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the title, but you know, there have been two or three or four movies similar, not involving a Santa Claus character, but of these kinds of movies where it's just these witty scripts. I would say witty because they have you know humor to them, and then kill.
There's a bit of Tarantino to this movie.
Right, I was just going to drop his name, too. Yeah,
okay.
It's kind of like that. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's what it's sounding like. All right, that's it. But I saw, you know, it's funny because I saw a preview for this online and several weeks ago, and I'm like, when I was first watching, I'm going, this is a parody, right? This is something somebody did and said, hey, since there's no movies out, what if they did this? And
then I realized it was real. Did you recognize Mel Gibson immediately?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. But I did. Well, you can recognize his voice, and you look at his face. I was like, wow, that's a. I'm lukewarm on this idea, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, I should.
It actually sustains its humor, I think, throughout. I would recommend it.
It's listed on Fandango as an action adventure comedy.
that's kind of an odd,
not too many action adventure comedies that would be rated R. By the way, 38% splattered tomato on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's not the kind of, but this is not the kind of movie that everybody's going to. You have to kind of like it. Like horror movies, for example. And before you get to your art house pick, and I take a nap, Freaky is out. Now, I'm wondering if that's derivative of Freaky Friday, because it seems
so.
Only because it's got a similar take to it. What was the whole story of Freaky Friday? The mom and the kid, they flip bodies, right? Well,
yeah.
In this case, Vince Vaughn and an actress named Catherine Newton flip bodies.
Oh.
Yes. Now, it's a horror film.
I think you're right.
Yes, I'll read you the synopsis. 17-year-old Millie Kessler is just trying to survive the bloodthirsty halls of Blissfield High. But when she becomes the newest target of the Butcher, her town's infamous serial killer, that would be Vince Vaughn, her senior year becomes the least of her worries. So this is from the people, and if you've seen Happy Death Day or the sequel to it, and you've watched when you watch this preview, you're thinking, this looks similar to Happy Death Day. It's just kind of got that kind of feel to it. Just kind of quirky horror film, and it's from the people that made Happy Death Day, the producers or whomever.
We know what you're going to say this week.
So something happens, and Vince Vaughn and Catherine Newton switch bodies, and now you've got the serial killer in this teenage, attractive teenage girl's body, and you've got this teenage girl in Vince Vaughn's body. And what does that remind you of? The Hot Chick. If you remember many years ago, you probably didn't see it, with Rob Schneider.
I did.
And the girl from the
Notebook.
I don't
want to be reminded of it.
McAdams. Rachel McAdams from The Notebook and Rob Schneider switch bodies. So where Happy Death Day took Groundhog Day and made it into a horror film. This is taking The Hot Chick and making it into a horror film.
More Freaky
but
Friday,
I say
yeah.
Freaky Friday as well because of the body switch. So I don't know if that's where they got the name from, but that's that's where my mind goes.
It doesn't sound like it's the most original movie going.
No, not original, but as a horror film, it is. It's kind of like Happy Death Day was original in the sense that yes, it was derivative of Groundhog Day, but they actually pay homage to Groundhog Day at the end of the first film, and they took it and gave it a horror film theme. Christopher Landon is the director, whose name is not. Oh, he directed Happy Death Day and Happy Death Day to You. So there you go.
Relates to Michael Landon?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up. You always throw those things at me. Looks similar, maybe, if you're going to. He did some of the Paranormal Activity movies. Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. I never
Sounds
saw
like
that.
Quite a career.
A movie called Viral. So he's a horror film guy, at least at this point. Blood and Chocolate. Is that a horror film?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, there you go. Those were my two cents. Yes, I will be seeing that movie if I get a chance this weekend.
Can I raise the level of our discourse and talk about an art film?
Sure.
Go ahead, take a nap. My art house pick this week is a documentary called Napoli Eden. It's part travelogue of the city of Naples, Italy, and part story of how discarded aluminum has been reclaimed there and refashioned into art, causing a rebirth in this working-class town. Now, the process is shown through the eyes of an artist and filmmaker, Anna Laura De Lugio, who thinks big when it comes to public art. She's like a kid in a candy store when she sees all the jettisoned metal at a municipal junkyard, and she then turns it into abstract sculpture that both puzzles and delights the people of Naples, and probably will puzzle a lot of the audience, too. Art, of course, is in the eye of the beholder, and Anna Laura's main creation is a sheet of aluminum with circle cutouts filled with extreme close-ups of eyeballs. Okay, how's that for art? So she scours the city for willing subjects to have their eyes photographed for the piece. And since Napoli Eden was filmed around Christmas time, she designs a huge Christmas tree of recycled aluminum tinsel. For the fashion conscious, she makes very abstract gowns out of scrap aluminum, which gets paraded at a runway fashion show. I mean, this whole city is going aluminum crazy. Director Bruno Colella tells the story of rebirth with few words but eye-popping visuals and a very jazzy music score throughout. It's opening in a couple of theaters in South Florida, way South Florida, but should be available soon, I think, on one of those streaming services.
But all right, I ignored everything you said, and I looked at it up, and Christopher Landon is indeed the son of actor Michael Landon and Lynn Noh, the youngest of four children, produced by their marriage. They divorced in 1980, of course. But, you are correct. Good one there, picking that out.
I sure guess.
Never seen any of his movies, but nonetheless. No. I wanted to mention a movie I saw last weekend.
Go ahead.
And I took my daughter, my grown daughter, she was 27, and it was her first trip to the movies since the pandemic, her first trip back.
Oh, okay.
Let Him Go.
Yes.
And I did enjoy it. It's what I would call slow, and you might call it methodical. We always have
methodical,
that disagreement,
right?
Because it is a drama. But then, of course, Fandango says drama, suspense, thriller. They'll throw it in a category. I'm going to call it a drama. I thought it was good, though. I really did. I thought, even though I didn't remember Kevin Costner and Diane Lane having been
Superman's parents, right?
Parents. They have good chemistry, I feel like, in this movie.
I mean, not that there are many movies out, but it did win the week last week for the box office.
By the way, 78% Rotten Tomatoes certified fresh.
Okay,
so
I think that's...
I know you kind of downplayed it a little bit. You said it was kind of worth seeing, but, you know.
Yeah, no. It's not great. I think you'll forget it 6 months from now. But
you know,
it's nice to see the two of them working and working together well.
A guy I'm starting to like a lot watching on screen is Jeffrey Donovan, who was in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't play a very good guy in this, but he came off that TV show that they shot in Miami, and I can't remember the name of it.
How about that woman who's the head of the mob that they go and
Leslie Manville.
Leslie Manville, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think she's British too. And I could. She looked a lot. I don't want to take this to politics, especially after last week. But she looked like Hillary. She looked like Hillary Clinton, and I think it was the hairdo. But I just could not get over it. I'm like, she looks like. Watch the preview again. She looks like Hillary Clinton.
I'm not sure that was intentional. Okay.
I doubt it, but that was what I was thinking. Well, who knows? Maybe my mind was in a political frame at that moment
right.
in time. But but Jeffrey Donovan is also out in Honest Thief, which is another movie that I've
Neeson.
Saw recently. Yeah,
yeah,
with the Liam Neeson movie. So he's in that one, and so there's two movies that I've just seen recently with him, and I never watched whatever the show is. I hate the fact that I don't know the name of it because I never really watched it. There was a show that he did. It was an hourly TV show that he did, and they shot it in Miami, and it was several years ago, and I was on for a few years.
You've lost me too. Where did you see the movie, and how many people were in the audience?
I saw This one? Let Him Go? I was up in Orlando last weekend, and so it wasn't local. You know, and it was one of those theaters where they you know have food and you know they serve you food and stuff. So there were a few, but it was a daytime you know showing.
Oh, so it's not hard to tell how they were doing. They wouldn't make money off that screening, I bet.
Yeah, I don't know that the theaters that are open are making all that money. That much money, and that's
trying to keep your staff together, I think.
By the way, the movie or the TV show, Jeffrey Donovan's from Burn Notice. It was from 07 to 2015.
Oh, I love Burn Notice. So
Jeffrey Donovan was the main character in that show.
Okay.
Burn Notice. So anyway, yeah. God, I've taken over, I've like hijacked your whole movie thing. So.
Well, I'm learning so much from you, which is so rare.
But I'm enjoying Jeffrey Donovan on the screen. I've never really seen a whole lot with him because he, you know, he does a lot of TV, but now he's getting into the movie biz. Now that there isn't much of a movie biz, he's got horrible timing. All right, maybe we'll talk next week.
All right, I'm going to try and find some more movies. I don't know what's out there.
I'm going to get freaky this weekend.
I bet you will. And then go to the movies? All right, have a good one.
Take care.